Everybody, it's that time on a Tuesday. That's right. You made it through Monday. You're staring down Tuesday. Woo, how's it going for you? Because it's time for your hot minutes. Oh my goodness, Christine. We're on a roll now. You know, nothing can stop us. Not a curveball, nothing.
Yep.
I know. Yep.
I know. Yep.
Coffee in hand,
coffee's,
you guys.
You know, you made a really amazing cup of coffee. What'd you put in it?
I'm
like
never gonna
stardust
tell.
And love, and what'd you put in that coffee? I kind of looked at you like,
juice.
Oh,
that's
what?
right.
I know.
Get her
Thank
done.
You.
Get
I
her
know.
done, juice. Get her done, Christine. That's what's in it.
Get the woman up.
Oh my goodness, good stuff. You guys, that's not my hot minute. Get her done is not my hot minute, although it wouldn't be a bad one. Now, would it? For today, I want to celebrate something that is a national holiday, and the only reason, really, that I'm pulling it forward because it's near and dear to my heart. And as ironic as it is that I say that, today is National Brave Hearts Day. And this day is being celebrated for the bravery of families dealing with pediatric cancer, the bravery of the children themselves suffering with cancer, and everything that they are, and how much we want to hold them and protect them. And you simply can't do it. I know this very well from my own experience. One of the greatest change points in my life came with the passing of my 4.5-year-old niece over 15 years ago. She would have been looking at 19 this year. And I will never forget that moment. I will never forget the impact and the bravery and the courage and the inspiration of her and all the kids that I met on her, you know, various floors and at the various steps that she went through, and then in the ultimate passing of her life. Brave Heart Day. It's about having the courage. This is my hot minute. Yeah. I want to take that thought and push you to have the bravery, have the courage to look at yourself and your life and your future and take it head on. The expansion in your life, take it head on. It's real and it's real for you. And that, Christine, is my hot minute inspired by what? The children who lead us.
Oh, and our little bun of charity, you know. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Feeling that, Deb. I'm just feeling it in the core of my being. On the heels of that, I don't know. It's just, I think it goes together in a beautiful way. This is somewhat of an esoteric thought, but it's also not. You know, Deb and I teach a lot about self-empowerment and finding the homeostasis of who you are. I am an empath, and Deb is an Aquarian, and somewhere between the two, the head and the heart actually do meet to harmonize together. And something that I know for absolute sure, you know, there aren't really a lot of things that you can say that you know for sure. If you do, you're just blowing a lot of hot air up somebody's skirt. I mean, because I just don't think that's true. But something that I do know for sure is that I don't know why something is happening. But if I can, sometimes you get a picture, you get an idea of why something is happening. And I teach all the time about monitoring your emotional responses, because the first thing that comes out of your mouth is generated from those words, is generated from your feeling center, right? Well, so sometimes you can say, yeah, I know why, what's happening here. I know what's going on. I know why this person is doing that. I know this trajectory of these decades of my life or years of my life. But what if there is a moment that comes that says, you haven't thought about all of the reasons? And you have that moment in your kitchen, you say, oh, it will alter your behavioral choices of anger or rage or protection of self. It would open you up to this. There is a space that is sitting inside of you that has a potential of something that you haven't been exposed to yet, of the reasons why certain things are happening in your life. You think you got it all That and a box of chocolates. Everything's just like checked off. And yet you will have these moments of humility where you recognize, and that's a good word, you recognize, wait a minute, I see a bigger picture. It's like an onion. It's like a, an echo of a drop of water going into water. And then you just catch up to one of these waves. And it's a profound moment. So if you're in the middle of something right now and you think you got it all figured out, here's my very long Tuesday directive. Find that empty space inside of you for that potential, that understanding, that comprehension that you haven't quite caught up to yet, even though you think you've got everything figured out. I'm here to tell you that little window, that little empty space that you're going to reserve for this phrase, and that's not all, is wise to have that consciously always in place. All day, every day, 24/7. And that is my hot minute.
And that's another hot minute.